All right, so for our introduction, I'll go ahead and read here. Imitation plays a significant role in childhood development. At every stage of development, a child learns by watching, listening, and doing, playing hours of games, repeating jokes to others, and mimicking words from songs. We learn social rules by imitation, studying facial expressions and body language, and not surprisingly, a big part of learning language is through imitation. And take, for example, our son Miles. His favorite activity right now is to move the vacuum cleaner up and down the hallway. This last week, he took it one step further and tried to plug the vacuum's cord into the wall. Now, we have never explained what a vacuum does. We've never spoken to him about the vacuum, but apparently he has seen us doing it and knows how that functions. That's the role of imitation. And that also tells you we vacuum our house. That's a good sign. Can you think of something that you have imitated from your parents or someone else? Or can you think of something someone else has imitated from you? Let's start with that first one. Is there something that you have imitated from your parents or someone else? And feel free to raise your hand, or you can write it in the chat box too. Rick says going to church. Just okay, did. Peggy, what do you got?
I have to care for my family, to prepare meals, and to encourage them, and to love them.
Yep, I see that. It caught. Anybody else? Yep, Rick says Peggy's mother is amazing. Joan McDonald, were you trying to say something earlier? Okay, Carol. Carol, what do you got? Well, Carol Gutbrod.
Yeah, I learned to sew by watching my mother. On, yes. I guess.
Oh, yeah. We
okay,
can hear you.
I learned, you know, everything about sewing by watching her and a lot of other things around the house. Yeah, I was a good observer.
Awesome.
I learned how to milk cows. I learned how to feed cattle. I learned how to ride horses and that sort of thing from my parents.
You didn't read a book and then you did it, John?
No. No.
Okay.
4-H.
Yeah. Good. All right. Excellent. We want to be thinking about that idea of imitation. Have you ever heard a pastor say this? Do what I say, not as I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not just a pastor.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah. We oftentimes say that. What we're going to find with the Apostle Paul is he has a really bold statement here right when we start off, right off the bat. He's telling these guys, these Philippians, to imitate him. To imitate him. That kind of sounds really bold to us because it's like, that's kind of arrogant, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. But we're going to see Paul thinks that this is really important, that if people aren't, if they don't have someone to watch and learn from, that they're actually not going to put the practices of Jesus into play in their own life. And so Paul never says, hey, read a book, 50 volumes, and then you'll be a Christian. His method is imitate me. Watch what I do. So we're going to unpack that here in this reading.